Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli.
I think by now you've come to understand that Islam does have a lot to say as far as the economical side of a society is concerned. And the most important thing is that a Muslim must always remember the sensitivity of financial distribution. Baytul Mal, of course, has its own way of expenditure, but at the end of the day, we need to always remember that there are huquq, there are rights. When the Quran says, for example, وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, the ayah says, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ, that there are huquq, there are rights for a person who is underpoverished, a person who is underprivileged, a person who is poor, a person who has been deprived. The hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, Inna Allah Azza wa Jal farada fi amwal al-aghniyai lil-fuqara'i ma yaktafuna bihi fuqara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has imposed, has placed money that belongs to the rich for the poor, that would suffice the poor. So the problem here is there's not a fair distribution of wealth. There is not a correct consideration and compassion towards poor people. You know, when you hear about some very, very rich billionaire person, you know, building a school for a poor village and spending $500,000, they probably made that $500,000 in half a day, you know. And also, it's a lot of it is publicity stunts as well. I'm not saying that all of them are like that, you know. There are some individuals who might give away a lot, you know, but ultimately we need to remember, maybe we might have to come up with examples of not only our ma'sumin salamullahi alayhim, but also someone like Bishr al-Hafi, for example. And we need to remember that when it does come to distribution, it's not only, doesn't necessarily need to be currency, doesn't need to be cash. It can be anything, it can be food, it can be property, but at the end of the day, it needs to be distributed fairly. And a person who does that, then of course they're always going to remember that the goal, the objective that they have is going to be for the sake of infaq, of spending. And that word nafaqa or infaq is frequently used in the Holy Quran. This verse, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Aminu billahi wa rasulihi wa anfiqu mimma ja'alakum mustakhlafina fih. And based on this, when it comes to such an example, the hadith says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you these things in order for you to give them back and not for you to save and save and save all for yourself.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
There are many lessons
of the book
by those prophets. And
eat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
When it does come to expenditure, when it does come to spending, when it comes to anything else that we're doing as far as our financial obligations are concerned, we need to remember that one pivotal characteristic that we always need to have, and that is balance. When we're talking about spending and observing balance, we need to remember that when you become bakhil and not spend anything, that is really bad. And when you become reckless and spend everything, that's also really bad. When you spend on yourself and not on others, that's bad. When you spend on others and not yourself, and you deprive yourself, that could also lead to something negative or bad. When you spend money and it's not overloading your financial capacity, but in a sense it's a kind of extravagance, that's also something bad. You know, you don't really need to have. And that's the problem with consumerism. That's the problem with capitalism. You know, today's consumerist world, you know, we're so absorbed into what it is that we need to have, that we think that we need to have, that is so new, so up to date. You know, we want to get rid of that television that we bought a year ago, and we want to buy that new Ultra HD, 3D, whatever, with all the numbers and all the specs that are needed. And we want that now, we want that today, even though the cost will depreciate in another 2 or 3 months, and then we're going to, it's a bottomless pit. It's never going to finish. So when I did mention balance and being content, you know, when are you going to become content? When are we going to say, well, you know, the mobile phone that I have, at least, you know, it's working. I do need to charge it more than often, you know, and we hear about these conspiracies of these big evil companies, and I do call them evil companies. I'm not going to mention any of the names, but these evil companies that intentionally want you, suck you into purchasing their new items by sending you updating software, and this has become very clear. It's not a conspiracy anymore. They acknowledged and they admitted this. They send software that affects the battery and the lifespan of your mobile phone, so you're forced to buy a new phone. These kind of issues are really, really problematic because, you know, we enter into this vicious circle and we can't get out of it anymore, you know. And that's why we always need to remember to have that balance and be happy with what we have, be satisfied with what we have, because it really is never, never ending. You know, you could buy a little boat and then say, well, I'd rather have a larger boat, and then I'd rather have a yacht, and then I'd rather have that, and rather have that. And, you know, you can get up to the stage where it's you can purchase $500 million boats, you know, but when does it stop? It won't stop, because that level of tama and greed is always going to be something pushed by shaitan. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.